Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, weekly podcast for the Haunted Attraction Haunt Entertainment community. I believe the cats are either fighting or fucking out there. I don't know which it is. But whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you and their siblings. They better not be fucking.
That's a hell of a way to start a podcast.
Well, we just got back from watching two way better podcasters put on a podcast live. We went to see the Stuff You Should Know podcast,
right.
SYSK to the cool kids.
Yeah, we're not that cool.
We're not that cool. They did a podcast here. We just got back from it.
Yeah.
Don't really have much to add. They did a neat thing about Andre the Giant. Got about 12 things wrong. They had to talk about, like, one thing I have, like, actual working knowledge of.
Yeah, they did. Well, I mean, they could have, rehashed something else, but... But yeah, they did. They only talked about one thing, and you know about it, so...
But we're not that podcast. We're Haunt Weekly.
Not.
And if you want to follow us, God help you.
Yeah.
You can do so at hauntandweekly.com, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook, youtube.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcast, we're probably there.
Yeah, and I'm just curious. Would any of you guys listening out there, guys and gals and ghouls, obviously... Be
mostly
interested
ghouls.
In, like, watching us do a live recording or doing a Q&A live recording somewhere?
This was the second live podcast recording we did. We did a live Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Right.
A few years back. And technically that's a radio show, I know, but fuck you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Fuck you, it's the same thing.
It's people talking where you can't see them.
Yeah. Normally you can't see them, now you can see them. It's a thing. Because we might be able to swing that at some point, maybe a future conference or something like that.
Yeah.
HauntCon is already locked down. We already have a talk. We won't be recording it for Haunt Weekly.
Right.
But maybe we'll do something with it. I don't know.
Yeah, we've already done something with it for Haunt Weekly.
But anyways, we have a topic this week that we've been itching to do. It's been on our festering boil on our ass for a while.
For a little while,
A little while. We've been talking about this. It's things haunts do to tick us off.
Us personally. Not like other customers, just us.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of other customers too.
Yeah.
But the things we've noticed. Now, you might be saying, hey, didn't you two already do something about haunt pain points and all that? Yes, we did. Haunt pain points are different.
Yes.
Pain points are things that are unavoidable.
Yes.
People have to give you money. They have to park. They probably have to go to the bathroom. I can't believe we left that one off still.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still a bit miffed.
Well, we did a whole thing about bathrooms.
I know.
So, yeah, but yeah.
We've talked more about peeing and pooping at haunts.
Yeah.
As a customer, in like controlled manners.
Right.
Than I think anyone else has in all of human history. But anyways, yeah. Those are things that are unavoidable. These are things that are wholly avoidable. That kind of set me afire.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into those seven particularly annoying things that a lot of haunts do.
Right.
And all these have in common is we've seen them multiple times.
Yes.
All right. But first things first, conference reminders, even episode. I'm the even ball.
That doesn't work as well.
That doesn't, does it?
Yeah, and you're not the even-keeled one either.
Oh, good God. If I'm the even-keeled one, shoot us now, folks. It's over. We've lost the plot.
Yeah.
But I will kick it off either way. Coming up next is November 8th and 9th. That's the Legendary Haunt Tour in Atlanta, Georgia. Starting out at the Gwinnett Place Hotel, we'll be touring Netherworld Haunted House and Aatrox in Leeds, Alabama.
Yeah. Like, that's a really long bus tour.
That's the Legendary Haunt chartered plane is what that is. Jesus Christ. No, it's Aatrox in Leeds, Alabama. Legendary Haunt Tour. Watch out for the two T's.com.
Okay. Next, December 9th, it's Seasonal Attraction Leadership Symposium 2019 in Kissimmee, Florida at Gaylord Palms. It is hosted by the Haunted Attractions Network, i.e. Gantam Media, four keynotes with following discussions, private viewing of Christmas by Gaylord Palms, hauntedattractionnetwork.com for more info.
And the direct link is leadership-symposium.org, but no one can spell that. So hauntedattractionnetwork.com is probably your best bet. And you probably, there's a good chance you're listening to us on that site. So if you're there already listening to our soothing dulcets as we croon you to sleep with our infinite wisdom.
You've talked about cats fucking and shitting already. I don't think this is crooning.
You don't know what Frank Sinatra crooned in private. I'm just...
Oh my God.
We should ask Spence.
Exactly.
We have an expert on that. But yes. So yeah, feel free to check out, definitely check out the site there. Coming up January 17th through the 19th here in New Orleans, Louisiana, it's HauntCon / Halloween Party Expo at the Ernest Memorial Convention Center. Featuring us, we have a talk. We are speaking. We're doing a talk on basic haunt scare tactics. Looking forward to this. It might be a little fundamental for some of you.
Right.
But hey, hopefully we have an entertaining time and impart some wisdom that we've learned from the years. HauntCon.com for more information.
Right. And then finally for this week, February 21st through the 23rd, it's Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California. It'll be at the Fairplex, touring Asylum Haunted House, lights on and off, and features a costume ball. HauntX.com for more info.
Looks like a kick-ass conference. Good lineup of shows coming up. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I feel like I went into complete radio advertisement mood.
You know, that's kind of not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Quick update on our haunt. Nothing. We're recording this early. Ain't shit happened since the last time we spoke.
Nope, we're getting ready to go to Houston. That's
ready to head to Houston. We're recording early.
And I think that, you know, there's probably somebody out there that has a bet on whether or not we're going to mention how we're not doing something this year. I think we should surprise them and just not mention it next week.
Okay. But yeah, we are recording this early. The backhoe is still on the edge of the street. Then nothing's been paved.
Nothing's been torn up either.
Sort of fucking shit the city, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, I will say, though, that our fans on Facebook, our page for the Haunted House have been super supportive and understanding. We're so happy about that.
Oh, and I guess we do actually have an update.
We do. Because I found something this morning.
Yes, you did, right? Go ahead. No, I was going to let you take it since you found
ahead.
It. Basically, Fox 8, one of the major television networks, television stations here, covered our closure.
Yeah.
We'll drop a link to this in the description.
Right.
Long story short, yeah, they covered it. They basically based everything on our press release. It's factual. Got some great photos of the road work. It sucks. But yeah, they hit all the right points. They said it right.
Yeah.
I had no, it was a good article.
Yeah.
So yeah. By the time you're listening to this, we'll be in Houston, or actually we'll probably be on our way back from Houston.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to forward post this the best I can. We're going to be touring various haunts in the regions. We're going to be spending Saturday night and Sunday night, in Houston, hopefully hitting up as many haunts as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we just wanted to record this early, make sure you had some Haunt Weekly while we're gone, and we didn't have to rush home to do a recording. So this is this week's episode. Next week we'll talk about the Houston trip, probably.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And basically we're just trying to keep our perfect streak here. We've made it to 202 episodes. Don't see a reason to stop now.
Yeah.
So yeah. All in all, we will be either in Houston or just freshly back from it. Either or. I don't know what the schedule and timetable for the return is.
Right.
I know we'll be spending Sunday night, Monday morning in Houston. But Monday day is kind of a...
Yeah, and that's looking more likely because I did find some that are open on Sunday on the way back on 10 that weren't on the list. So
golly golly, okay.
So
well,
we probably are staying.
We're
going to
hash this out at the bar in just a minute.
Yeah,
right?
I know. They don't need to know all this.
Yes, they do.
Sorry.
This is an intimate podcast, an intimate portrait of two people that probably could accomplish far more in their lives if they weren't so obsessed with haunting.
Yeah, probably. Or if we were just like a little bit better at it to make money off of it.
Nobody makes money off of haunting, Crystal. This is...
I don't know.
Fairly well,
I think that the big guys do.
Yes, they do. All right. So anyways, let's get to this week's topic, because we've dilly-dallied long enough and stalled, I think, and stalled for about 10 minutes there. We did pretty good. Yeah. That's a pretty good stall. Yeah. Anyways, in addition to being haunters, though, we, like I said, we're without a haunt this season.
Right.
I know, I'm getting very depressed about it. It's a reflex, but still, we also try to go to a haunt. One of the reasons we don't turn pro is because we love visiting haunts, and we know the minute we open a pro haunt and have to work the full season, bat dies.
Yep.
So we try to go to about 20 per year.
Mm-hmm.
We get at least 10 every year.
Yeah.
10 to 12 is the minimum.
Yeah.
We shoot for like 20.
Yeah. At one point in time, we were only going to local Louisiana ones, so it was like 5 or 6, but then we was like, this isn't enough haunts for us. We need to branch out.
We'll go to Mississippi. We'll go to Lafayette area. We'll go on trips to like Atlanta and grab.
Yeah, exactly.
Atlanta, Chicago to do the Lost Souls bus tour.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, we've done some crazy stuff. We shoot for around 20 per year.
Lost Souls was taken off of the...
It's done.
Oh, I thought they had this weekend.
This is going live Monday.
Right. Duh. I'm looking at the calendar.
It hasn't happened yet we are recording this. But when these people listen to it, it will be done.
We are dying stars. We are stars that have died.
We are stardust.
Yes.
Thank you. Neil deGrasse Tyson, quit sexually harassing women.
Oh, God. That was allegedly and... Oh. If we ever edited this would be edited out.
Oh, God. All right.
Anyway.
What the hell were we talking about? We go to a lot of haunts.
Yes, we do.
And like I said, we try to go to a trip somewhere far afield. We're doing Houston this year. Last year it was Chicago. Before that it was Atlanta. And on the Chicago year, we also did Shreveport because we were fucking nuts.
Well, no. It was because we were in Shreveport anyway for a week. For sad things, so we needed something happy to cheer it up.
Well, you know, was it a haunt trip in a faraway place?
Yes.
Then there you go.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying we were already there.
Details. They don't need to know this. But anyways, we always have a great time. Going to haunts is one of our favorite things in the universe. We spend all of our hard-earned money on it.
Yeah,
get to
meet lots of cool people.
Meet lots of cool people, get lots of inspiration. It's great.
Yeah.
That said, sometimes those visits really tick us off. Okay, maybe not like, and let's be kind of, let's like bring this in a little.
Yeah.
We don't like leave pissed.
No. We like everybody that we meet, mostly.
Almost, with only a couple of exceptions.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed every haunt to some degree.
Yeah, exactly.
More than others? Absolutely. But haunted attractions are like ice cream.
Yeah.
Even when they're bad, it's still ice cream and you still love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Unless the ice cream actively gives you botulism and tries to kill you, ice cream is always welcome and always good. There have been a couple of haunts that have tried to kill me. I don't appreciate those.
Right.
You know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are the botulism haunts. Those are the botulism ice creams.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't like leave mad, but these are things that leave a bad taste in our mouth or ruin an otherwise probably pretty good experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what we're trying to help. See, and like we talked about in the intro, these are not pain points.
No.
Pain points can't be avoided.
No.
People have to give you money. People have to wait in queue lines. People have to do, you know, people have to park. These are things people have to do. You can't avoid these. You can make them suck less.
Yeah.
And you should.
Yeah.
But they can't be avoided. These are avoidable. And these are things we see over and over and over again. And you're going to hear me say the word unforced error a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's what they are. And in fact, drinking game for the show. Every time I say unforced error, do
a
shot.
Trying to kill our listeners? We have so few.
When we will completely have our audience with this. We have so few. Like 3 of you are going to die. Your audience is halved. It's terrible.
God.
But anyways, and the sad thing is most of these can be fixed by literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these, it's literally doing nothing is the fix.
Yeah.
So here's a bunch of stuff we see, not a bunch, it's 7 things we see over and over and over again.
Right.
That haunts do, and it upsets us.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Item 1. lie about the number of attractions you have. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Woo. That's not just a piss off to us. That's a piss off to everybody.
All right. I'm going to... I forgot the name of the haunt. I'll remember it when I'm at the bar.
We don't need to like, name names
here. Well, I'm not going to name the name, but I'm sure anybody with two brain cells to clip together is going to figure out what I'm saying. Because there's a haunt in Houston that advertises, we have 8 attractions.
Yeah.
And I pulled up their ticket list.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, shit, we need to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to see this.
This sounds like a whole night deal.
Yeah, 8 attractions. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I got to see this. They had 5 attractions that were one item, and then one attraction that they said is like it must be like the big house.
Yeah.
And it's in 3 parts, but it's still one ticket.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing, guys. If you're listening to this, and you should, because we're wise, you have 6 haunts on your property. That's like putting in your OkCupid profile that you have a 20-inch penis, when in real life it's only 14. Why are you lying? The truth is amazing enough.
We should totally put a not kid friendly at the beginning of this episode.
That's got the explicit tag. Shut up. It's fine. It's like putting on your OkCupid profile. You got a 20-inch penis when it's only 14 inches. The truth is impressive enough. You don't need to lie. Why did you lie?
Oh, my God.
See, here's my rule. And the original rule I had before we went on, I realized was wrong.
Okay.
Because my original rule was, a separate attraction is anything I can buy a separate ticket for.
Yes.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
Until you remember Halloween Horror Nights.
Right.
One ticket, you get unlimited access to a bunch of haunts.
Right.
But you can't necessarily buy a ticket to just... The Stranger Things haunt.
So you have to do one of two things. You either have to provide individual tickets to each of your attractions, or one ticket to all of them.
Yeah. Well, here's the solution I can to express this problem. To be a separate haunted attraction, it must have 2 things.
Okay.
One, it must have its separate queue line and entrance. And two, it must be... Backtrack. I went over this 100 times in my head, and I just totally fucked it up. I'm really bouncing right now. This isn't going the way I thought it would at all. It must have 2 things. One, I must be able to attend just that attraction.
Right.
And 2, I must be able to skip that attraction if I wish.
Yeah.
So, let's say you've got 3 things. If I am able to go to each attraction individually...
Yep.
They're separate attractions. And if I'm able to say I do wish to go to that one, but not that one.
Not the one in the middle.
Not the one in the middle. Screw that
one. They can't see your hand gestures.
Yeah, they can't. Not that one. Not that. Fuck that middle one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then it's a separate attraction still.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. New Orleans Nightmare and a lot of 13th floor haunts are doing this. Mm-hmm. They'll say, we have 4 haunts this year.
Yeah.
But no, they don't. You only have 1 entrance, 1 exit, and you can't skip anything in between. That's 1 haunt, a very big haunt, mind you, in 4 parts.
Right.
Now, before you say, but they're so totally, tonally different, they're like separate attractions. Okay, smartass. Is The Wizard of Oz 2 movies, because it has a black and white portion where she's singing about Somewhere with a Rainbow, and then a Technicolor part where she's dancing around with little people? Are those 2 separate movies? No, it's 1 movie and 2 parts. You bought 1 ticket, you see 1 movie.
Fair enough.
I mean, film, books, I mean, it's like what? Sorry to Bother You?
Yeah.
2 films because it's got part where it's a commentary on race and economic relationships in the United States.
Right.
And then it's the second part that is the really weirdest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't even know what genre that is.
A hard left.
Woo, dog, right into the cornfield. So is that 2 movies? No, it's 1 film with just 2 very, very different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. If Sorry to Bother You is 1 film... Then New Orleans Nightmare is 1 attraction. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that easy. So, yeah, don't lie about the number of attractions you have. If I can't go to, if I wanted to go, if I were a fan of Halloween Horror Nights and I was such a big fan of Stranger Things, mm-hmm. and I was willing to spend all that money on a ticket to Halloween Horror Nights and just go to the Stranger Things haunt and then leave, I could do that.
Yeah.
Be within my rights.
You'd be an idiot.
I'd be a damned idiot, but I could do it.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, if I wanted to go to Halloween Horror Nights and I hated Stranger Things, said I'm going to skip that one,
yeah,
I could do that. I could go to everything else and skip it.
Yeah, you could.
That's why they're separate attractions. If I can't skip a portion or I can't go and I cannot go just to it, it is not a separate attraction.
No, it's not.
And so okay. Quit lying.
Right. And number two also ties into this.
Yes, it does.
Don't mislead or lie about the size and scope of your haunt.
You know, the largest haunt on the Gulf Coast, when we went through it, had a 10-minute walkthrough.
Yeah.
After 2 hours waiting.
Yeah, I know. We've mentioned that before.
Sorry. It still grinds my gears.
No, I know.
It's an unforced air. Drink.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are also people, places that'll say, oh, it's so many minutes long. Well, if it's so many minutes long and I only spend half of that time in there, then I'm going to feel upset. If you don't give me a time limit, then I'll be okay.
Yeah, this is the time where doing nothing is often the smart bet.
Yeah.
Because we've had haunts where, it's X number of miles or whatever. You should take about an hour to get through. 20 minutes later, we're walking out. I understand there's flexibility in the walkthrough times.
Yeah.
We've walked through haunts twice on the same night, had two different times.
Yeah, exactly.
We did that this weekend even.
Exactly. And
it depends on how many pre-tween girls you have shoving you along down the goddamn fucking path.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little miffed about that too. Tune in to Garbage Horror on YouTube for those details. And you can learn all about girls shoving me in the ass. This is a fun episode.
Yeah, it is. What did they put in those drinks?
I don't know.
But, don't lie about that. And actually, with that haunt, they got their time limit about right.
Yeah, they said it'd be about 20 minutes. It was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fine. They didn't
even
have to...
on the fast one.
And here's the thing. You can say, like with a trail haunt, it's X miles long.
Yeah.
Okay, because... that at least gives me an indication of length. Like, Waterloo Sportsman Club told us it was about 2 miles long when we went. And you know what? We were there about 40 minutes. That's approximately what it takes to walk 2 miles at a leisurely pace.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable by any stretch of the imagination. So I got almost exactly what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
But I see it all the time. I see haunts like, you know, come see 10 different attractions.
Right.
And, you know, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like 10 rooms.
I know.
I mean, theoretically, Bernie Baxter could be 5 separate attractions.
Oh, God.
Each of them a 10 by 10 room.
Only if we did, like, random, different, total,
we're
like,
never doing that.
Okay. Conjoined theme. No.
So,
I'm not doing a disjunct con. Well, maybe we'll do it.
Lying about the number of attractions is a different kind of tick-off, of piss-off for me, though, because... that is one where you are deliberately stretching the truth as to what is a separate attraction.
Yeah, and that
angers me.
That feels like false advertising.
It does. It really does.
Now, misleading.
This gets more into the puffery thing.
Yeah.
Where you're saying, oh, yeah, it takes some people an hour. Okay, yeah, maybe it takes Cripple McGee an hour to get through your haunt.
Yeah.
Poor Cripples McGee here.
Well, I love this one haunt that I, while doing research today, it's like, we're the biggest haunt in Southwest Louisiana. And I'm like, you're the only one. So it's technically true, but still.
We're the biggest haunted attraction in Algiers, Louisiana. There. Boom. All 625 square feet. Come see us.
Exactly.
Oh, God, we're off the rails. We're just going deeper into the wilderness.
Yeah.
But no, when you mislead about that and you raise those expectations, like one haunt I remember, and we're actually going back to them.
To see if they've improved.
To see if they've improved.
Like 4 years
ago. They amped up that, it takes about an hour to go through. And it took us like 20 minutes, and we went at what I thought was a pretty leisurely pace.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes is a fine amount of time to be in a haunted attraction.
Yeah.
There was, especially the price point they were at.
Right.
There was nothing wrong with that.
No.
We didn't have a super long queue line.
No.
We, there was nothing out of sorts. I would have been perfectly happy with exactly 20 minutes, but I get out the exit and I look at my watch and it's like, what the fuck? We got ripped off of 40 minutes. I felt ripped off.
Exactly.
When you do that, you just make your customers feel ripped off when they otherwise would be perfectly happy with the experience they had.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, you might be hyping, you might be getting more people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Hype and marketing will sell your haunt once.
Right.
If you want that repeat customer, you want that repeat patron, you've got to make sure they're happy when they leave. And giving them a reason to be mad when they shouldn't have a reason to be mad.
Right.
Doesn't do that.
Well, and I mean, the haunt that we're going back to, it has been 3 or 4 years at least. I think four. I think it was the first year of Ellie. So maybe five. But we haven't been back partly because of the distance. It is a little further than
we
travel.
And it's going a direction where there's not a lot else.
Right.
So it would be a trip just for that.
Yeah, exactly. But also because, you know, it was such a letdown on the time.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they've dropped the time limit thing. And they actually wrote us after our review and asked for some tips and things. So.
And we wrote them back and we communicate. The thing that was so weird is like so much went right.
Yeah.
There. I got
Yeah.
At that haunt. Someone actually genuinely scared me.
Yeah.
That's so rare.
Yeah.
That one of the few times it's happened in all of my hauntdom.
Yeah.
Was there. That went well. We really enjoyed a lot of the handmade animatronics they had.
The giant doors at the beginning.
Yeah, they had a lot of neat stuff in there, and I'm excited about seeing it again.
Yeah.
But yet, whenever we discuss it, what we discuss is exactly this, because that's the feeling we left with.
Yeah.
So, item two, don't mislead about the size or scope. Just shut up about that.
Yeah.
Maybe just shut up about it.
They're just there to see the haunt. Don't tell them anything about it. It's better to be a surprise.
Yeah, maybe focus on your hype train on other things.
Yeah.
And you know, there's tons of other things you can focus on. Focus on your characters. Focus on your effects. Focus on the things you've got in there. Yeah, you can focus on other things. You don't have to mislead on size and scope.
Mm-hmm.
Item three. I've harped on this one so many times before, but I'm going to do it again. Have copyright infringing characters or even worse, ripoffs.
Yeah.
Oh my baby Jesus. There's so many fake fucking Pennywises going around.
They're wise pennies.
Oh, wise pennies?
Wise pennies.
Dime smarts?
Dime smarts.
Nickel smarts? Nickel intellects? Oh my god. Here's the thing. Here's what I want you to do.
Quarter pounders.
Oh god damn it. Fuck it, I quit. Podcast over. Check out. We're done here, boys. It's over. Calling it. We've reached the bottom. No, we've never reached the bottom. 202 episodes. We hit the bottom on episode one and we're still digging.
Yeah.
But no. Here's what I want you to do. If you're thinking about having an imitation character.
Yeah.
In your haunt. If you're thinking, oh, we're just going to have, you know, the nickel smart or whatever.
Yeah.
In our haunt. We'll have that client. I want you to go to a dollar store.
Uh-huh.
I want you to go to the toy aisle.
Mm-hmm.
They all have toy
segments. Yeah.
And I'm talking like a Dollar Tree, not like a good one, like a family. I'm talking like a Dollar Tree. Go there. And I want you to look at the action figures. I want you to take a long, hard look at the arachnid boys. And
Not Five Below either, because they have
the real ones.
Characters.
No. Go to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Look at the arachnid boys. Look at the super powerful mans and
girls.
Look at all the action figures. The wonderful womans and look at all of them. That's what your haunt is.
Yeah, I think it'd be powerful woman.
Oh, powerful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, that's what your haunt is. You're one of those cheap dollar store knockoffs when you do it. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's completely true.
You could have a multi-million dollar haunted attraction with all the latest special effects, but if I see fake Pennywise out front, I'm going to think dollar store knockoff bullshit.
Yeah.
And a lot of your customers are going to think the same thing, especially the customers that are old enough to know what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just it. Like, those characters can be very scary and very convincing to kids, especially.
Yeah.
Who maybe haven't grown exactly wise to why not copyright infringing Pennywise is so scary to them or whatever. But the adults and even the teens are pretty keen of, oh, they were too cheap to license Pennywise.
Yeah.
And of course, the reason is because it's impossible to license Pennywise at pretty much any price right now.
Well, yeah, because they're still making movies.
Yeah. But the point of the matter is you look like a dollar store knockoff, and the copyright infringing characters aren't any better because that takes me out of the moment.
Yeah.
Are we a creative industry that can stand on our own two feet and have, you know, our own ideas, our own stories, our own narratives, and do our own thing?
Right.
Or are we just people who are going to stand on the shoulders of the movie industries?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that it would be better to hire someone, if you are not creative enough to come up with your own story and characters, which some people don't have that skill.
That's fine.
It's not their skill set. Just realize it and hire someone to write it for you.
Yeah. Hire someone to create it.
There
bring
are
someone
consultants
else in.
Out there.
Yeah. Just seriously, do that. This drives me bananas. Some of my favorite memories in haunted attractions are interacting with these new characters they created. Yeah. Ravencroft from The Mortuary is one of my favorite haunt characters. Not from anywhere else in the universe. Totally their creation.
Yeah.
And sure, he's there's a bit stock about him in that he's kind of the traditional horror host character. Vampire horror host-ish character. Fine. He's still unique to you. You can play on tropes. There's a difference between playing on tropes and having... Oh, it's a yellow balloon. It's not Pennywise.
Yeah.
There's a big difference here. And if you can't understand that difference, hire someone who does.
Yeah.
How's
exactly.
that?
Yep.
Item 4.
This one's more about us.
But you know what? I was thinking about it. This is about us, but I think it also is for any quote-unquote special guests in a haunt.
Yeah.
Or anyone who gets any kind of special attention from the haunt.
Well, and it could also be friends who go on a different night to the same haunt.
Or,
you know, I mean, it can apply more broadly.
It can apply much more broadly because here, and I'll get into it in a minute. But the item is give us fear of missing out again or FOMO again.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We have time limited attractions.
Yeah.
You are open as a haunted house. You are open between 6 to 8 weeks of the year, probably.
Yep.
And you're going to do that show as it exists once. You're going to change at least some things. So that show will exist one time.
Right.
So ask yourself a question. When someone buys a ticket to your haunt, especially when they buy it year after year after year, what are they buying?
Right.
They're obviously buying a ticket to see a show and to get scared, blah, 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 blah. But they're also buying a reprieve from the fear of missing out.
Right.
They're buying a reprieve from FOMO. Right now, we came together and decided we were not going to Mortuary.
Yeah.
I'm still twitching about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm twitching about it because of FOMO.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. So here's the thing. When I pay my money and I go through your haunt, one of the benefits I should have is that FOMO should be gone-mo.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be no-mo FOMO.
Exactly.
So why is it a lot of times when we speak to haunt owners or people who work at haunts, one of the first things they say to us was, oh man, you went on Sunday? You should have gone Saturday. Or you should go after 10. Or you should go next week.
Or, yeah.
Fuck you! Now I got FOMO again.
Yeah.
And I just spent my ticket. I mean, I'm $100 poorer. Two of us through it. And I got FOMO again. I'm back at square one with that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the most annoying things. It happens every year without fail.
And it's happened twice this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And here's the thing that for us, part of the problem is we try to go to 20 haunts a year.
Yeah.
we can't hit those numbers and not go to some haunts in early season.
Right, early season.
Or off nights.
Yes, but we go in knowing that we are going to not necessarily get the best show, especially on opening night. Yeah, now, we, 2 weeks in, I expect a pretty good show.
We acknowledge there are going
to
be limitations in the nights and times we go.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But don't give us FOMO again. Don't make it so that $60, $100, whatever we spend, just poof, went to nothing. And here's the thing. Yeah, it applies mostly to us because this is a you and I thing. We get recognized or we hunt out the managers, the people we know, and they say that and they mean well. It's a mean well, but you are fucking us over when you do it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It also applies to any customer. Hey, we came from Maine to see your haunt, unless you're in Maine, at which point that wouldn't be special.
Right.
But here in Louisiana, it'd be very fucking special to run to someone from Maine. Hey, okay, oh, that's great. I'm so glad you could come and see us. I really wish you'd come on Saturday, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have been here last night.
Oh, last night was so much better.
It was such a good show. We had some people call in sick tonight, and it's just not working as well.
Yeah, oh, God. And I get it. You're being self-depreciating. You're being honest. And I respect that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I respect the honesty.
Yeah.
But, dude, shut up.
Now, there are some ways to... If you have to have a slower night, there are some ways to mitigate the expectations.
Yes. And that's something we're actually going to get into in another episode. We've been planning that one for a while, too.
Okay, so we are going to do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
I wasn't sure if
that's
going to
be a separate episode. No. This is a separate episode.
Okay, because I've got a lot to say about
that. Oh, yeah, we got a full hour on that. Believe me, I feel you there.
Okay. Well, I will stop stepping on it.
Yeah, but giving us FOMO again is just cruel.
Yeah.
Don't do that, and don't do that to any special customers that come by.
Right.
They should feel like they got the show of a lifetime. Everyone that goes through there should feel that way.
Yeah, and I feel really bad for people who buy the VIP access and the fast passes, and they get inside, and there aren't enough people to justify it.
Yeah.
And it's just a letdown because they spend extra money.
Yeah. Yeah, I have decided I am never buying a VIP or a fast pass. I mean, I rarely buy them anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm never buying one without first looking at the line.
Yeah, no, I agree with that whenever possible. I mean, on this Houston trip, we may buy VIP when possible just because
we're trying to fit so much in so little time.
Yeah, we're trying to fit 4 to 6 haunts a night.
Yeah, it's going to...
That's going to be crazy.
Well, not necessarily 4 to 6 different locations, 4 to 6 attractions, though, because there's multiple attractions at the same location. It's just complicated.
Yeah.
We're doing the fucking geometry here, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, don't sabotage your show. And the worst culprit for this, and I will name and shame this one, was Necromancer in Shreveport. I've never been this mad about getting re-FOMO'd in my life.
Yeah.
We went to Necromancer. We had a reasonably good time. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the highlight of the trip. We also did Dark Woods in the same trip.
Right.
Which stands out way more in my mind. But that's neither here nor there. We had a good time. Spoke to someone higher up there. They were the first stop on the trip. And they came out and said, oh, you should have come here after 10. That's when the extreme haunt is, or the not lights out haunt is, or when it gets serious.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact term they used, but they indicated that the real haunt doesn't begin until 10.
Yeah.
Fuck you. My ticket was the exact same as it would have been.
Yeah. I mean, we got there when they opened.
Why did I get half a show?
We got there when they opened because we were driving over an hour to the next one, and then 30 minutes to the next one, and then an hour and a half back. So it was a long night. But I mean, the people there were really friendly and really nice.
They were so nice. And he meant well.
Yeah, he meant well. They were really good people. And I hope that we're able to get back at some point and see the night show.
Yeah, because now I've got FOMO.
Exactly. You know.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just, when you do that, you're literally erasing one of the reasons I bought the ticket.
Yeah.
You're making my experience less valuable and less special.
Yeah.
And retroactively.
Right. Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to do. And I get it. You're being honest and self-depreciating. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But saying nothing isn't being dishonest.
No.
Okay, we got to move on.
We do.
Next item up for bid is to offer clearly subpar shows for the same price. This ties into it a little bit.
Right.
I get it. Off nights happen. I get it. Opening night isn't going to be as good as later nights. But yeah, there's a difference between the relatively minor differences between those things, between an off night and a night that is clearly inferior.
Right.
If you can't provide a show that is at least comparable to your best night every night, you don't need to be open that night, or you need to do something to indicate that it is.
Yeah.
Because there have been times, even without them saying, oh, you should have been here another night.
Right.
We knew. We should have been there another night.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a related one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that happens. But I think that the worst case of this that I've seen is the Christmas show.
No.
Because we went to a haunt during regular season, and then we went to their Christmas show because it was the first Christmas show they had had. Yeah. That sounded awesome, so we were going to go. So it was less than or about half of the regular season show, and just with Christmas lights on things.
Yeah.
And a few decorations.
And the ticket was the same price as the regular season visit.
Yeah, exactly.
You only got half the haunt, basically, a little bit more than half. And it wasn't very Christmassy, other than the outside area was.
Yeah,
but I could have stood around there for free.
Yeah, exactly. Stand out there and drink.
Maybe I should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really frustrating, though, whenever you get a subpar show and charge full price for it.
Yeah. I mean, when we didn't go back for their other events.
Valentine's, I think they did St. Patty's, too.
Yeah, and I still have FOMO about that, too.
Yeah.
I still want to know what the fuck the shows were like, but I have a feeling I do know. But if they're not like that, then I missed out.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So this is what FOMO does to you, kids.
Yeah, no shit.
the problem of offering the subpar show is like really frustrating because there are haunts that clearly struggle to get people get all their actors on Sunday or get enough actors on Sunday.
Right.
And so you get there, some of the attractions are shut down. We had this happen at one place we went to where there was supposed to be like a zombie paintball thing that we got with our ticket.
Right.
It was closed
right
because they didn't have the actors to support it, and they didn't have the actors to support the actual haunt either, if we're going to be honest.
Right. Yeah.
So that was maddening, and it was partly because we were there early in season, but not on their opening night, actually. We were there like second or third week they were open. I think it was second. But the point is, they clearly did not have an adequate show.
Right.
And they probably saw this coming. And rather than, saying we have to cancel tonight or whatever and take the hit, they let people pay full price and get half the show.
Yeah.
That's really frustrating. And I get that conflict. I get how that happens.
Right.
Because what do you do when you need to make that money to stay open, but you can't provide the experience your customers are paying for?
Yeah,
I get that conflict. I sympathize. I fully am on your team here. But as a customer, I would rather be told, no, we're closed today, I'm sorry.
Right.
Than spend money on a subpar show.
Yeah, exactly. And if you give me a subpar show, and by me, I mean any customer, it's less likely that I'm going to spend those hard-earned dollars
next year
on yours.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It goes back to marketing and promotion can sell your haunt once.
Yeah.
It's up to you when the customers are there to sell it the next year.
Yeah. I mean, I've got friends asking me, which haunt do I go to? Because I can only go to one this year. And right now I know where I'm sending them. I've got to check out a few more. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, some people can only afford to go to one. Give them a damn show.
All right. Item 6, hidden costs and fees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of people complain to us about this.
Yeah. Basically, the long story short is the ticket price should be the price to go.
Yep.
Any fees or things on top of that, basically are just going to aggravate the hell out of people.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's not the haunt's fault. Netherworld in their old location had this problem.
Yeah.
They didn't tack on any hidden fees. Their neighbors, which were basically management companies looking over abandoned property, decided that they were going to charge out the nose for parking.
Well, and I still don't know if they were actual, you know, people in charge of that property.
That's true. It could just be people with signs and vests.
Exactly.
We don't know.
I mean, I really don't
know. Technically, I've got a sandwich board and an orange vest somewhere. I could have been this person.
Exactly. I mean, it was pretty shady. But
yeah, it was the shadiest parking thing I've ever seen in my life. And it wasn't the Netherworld's fault. And it's one of the reasons they were moving. That was their last season there. It was one of the reasons they were moving is because basically they were getting screwed by the people around them.
Yeah.
And it's bad because that area, Netherworld was the only thing open.
Yeah.
Like, for an extended drive, like, we had to stop and get, I think we had to get cash for parking. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had to drive for fucking ever to find an ATM.
Yeah, and I don't know why it was so hard, but it was.
But nothing was open. It was all abandoned shit. It was dark. It was...
Yeah.
You know what the scariest thing about Netherworld, that location, wasn't just what was inside the haunt. It was the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad they moved. Good job, guys. Good job getting out of there. I was really curious why you were leaving a spot you'd been at for like forever.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I'm like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. I understand. I'd be ditching this crap too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah. So
but parking is the most common.
Right.
But also ATM fees at a cash only place is another.
Right. Also, if you're using a card and you charge a surcharge on the fucking card, which you're not supposed to be able to do.
Yeah, that's a whole separate controversy there. But yeah, that's a hidden fee. That really sucks. And the thing is, these hidden fees rarely add up to much in terms of the overall cost.
Right.
But here's the thing. The difference between raising your price, $5, we'll say, going from $25 to $30, we'll say.
Yeah.
In terms of the aggravation, frustration, and anger it's going to give me, I would rather you raise your ticket price $5 than do a sneaky $2 charge.
Yeah, exactly.
You get $3 more out of me, and you don't make me mad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so much the money, it's the sneakiness and underhandedness of it.
Right.
You know, we're going to only one place you can park, we run the parking lot, and by the way, it's $5 to park.
Yeah.
That's sneaky crap. Imagine if, like, Hell's Gate charged you $10 to ride the shuttle on top of your ticket fee.
Oh, God.
That's how that feels.
Yeah.
Their shuttles are free. Their shuttles are free. Hell's Gate is fine. We love you, Hell's Gate. You're fine. You're great. You're wonderful.
Yeah.
Just want to be clear about this.
Yeah.
But still, just imagine. The only way to get to Hell's Gate is via the shuttle.
Yeah.
They could just slap a $5 ticket on that.
Yeah.
Imagine how pissed you would be.
Very.
Now imagine how pissed you'd be if they raised your ticket prices just $5.
Yeah,
not. Matter. You wouldn't even notice it.
No.
You wouldn't care.
No.
That's the difference right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm picking on Hell's Gate. They're, like I said, they're awesome.
I don't know why either.
But no, it's just the one example I could think of off the top of my head of a haunt that has only one way to get there.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's just the only example I could think of off the top of my head.
It makes sense.
Imagine that. Those types of fees, and they are becoming extremely common.
Yeah.
I don't know, especially in city haunts.
Yeah.
It's not a huge thing in country haunts yet. Like rural haunts.
Well, yeah.
But I think part of that comes down to land and accessibility.
Right. And whenever you're going to a rural haunt, you typically, a lot of them are cash only.
Yeah.
And you know that they're going to be cash only, so you bring cash. And if they aren't advertising the right price, then they're not going to get customers.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference.
That is part of it, at least. And I think it's also just, like I said, they're not... Parking is the most common one.
Yeah.
That is not really a factor in rural haunts, typically.
Right.
But also, it's just rural haunts tend to... The land is cheaper. Most of their costs are lower.
Yeah.
They don't feel that pressure, I think, is a lot of it, too.
Yeah. But also, with the hidden fees and costs, having stupid, confusing cost for different days.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
That's... Yeah, throw that in under six. That's a good one.
Yeah.
In fact, if you just want to make that seven.
Cause, okay.
Because for seven, I had talk bad about other haunts, but I was actually struggling to find an example where it happened and it wasn't actually a customer.
Yeah, no.
Usually that's the customers that do that crap, and I hate that too.
Okay, so it is, but the customers that I've seen do it the most are ones who work at the haunt that they were praising. You know,
okay, we'll leave that.
Don't be at this haunt. Go to this other one.
This was a real problem in New Orleans. The talking smack about other haunts was a real problem back in the old House of Shock days.
Old, yeah.
Yeah, not the more recent ones, not the more recent years. It got better, but there was a problem where, like, people would go to, like, Chinchubas and camp out in the parking lot and try to tell people, hey, you need to go to the House of Shock. You don't need to come to this lame crap-ass haunt.
Yeah.
Supporting charity and deaf kids and...
Yeah.
Giving your money for a good cause and getting a haunted attraction. No, you need to come to the House of Shock.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. Which is, A, it's a charity haunt, you fuckers.
Yeah. And so this is a secondhand story.
Yeah, that's true. But we have heard it from multiple people.
Yes, that worked at Chinchubas at the time this was going on.
Yeah.
It's a first-hand account, but told from multiple people.
Yeah. We're giving a second-hand account.
Exactly.
We heard it firsthand from other people who lived through it, and multiple people that were there told us that.
Exactly.
So I firmly believe this happened. I don't think it was like a major contingent from the House of Shock.
Right, and I don't think that it was any time...
The higher-ups or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think it was in the past 12 years, even.
Yeah, things chilled out a lot in more recent years. And I'll say this about New Orleans. Is that New Orleans has gotten, the Southeast Louisiana area broadly, has gotten very good about teaming up and working together.
Yeah, I am so proud of us.
The Haunted House VIP program is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I want to give that my thumbs up.
Yeah, where are our tickets?
They're in the, where my wallet goes.
Okay, good.
We got it. Don't worry, we got it, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay.
I got you, babe. You cool? We cool?
All right.
We cool, babe. We cool.
All right.
We cool, babe. We're cool. We're cool, babe.
But no, I am really happy to
Unforced
see...
error drink. I didn't do it enough.
I know. I know you didn't. You only did it like 3 times.
I know. But anyways, yeah, the talking bad about other haunts thing is annoying. And like I said, what we typically see is when we go to a haunt and other haunters are visiting it, and they start talking shit about it.
Yeah.
That, to me, is A, very uncool.
Right.
It's very, very poor form.
Yeah.
And B, it makes me not like that other haunt more.
Exactly.
And it has the opposite effect on me.
Yeah. Now, yeah, no, I'm just thinking about a specific thing that happened. Yeah, it was.
Which one were you thinking about?
The one that happened most recently.
Oh, that one, yeah.
I cannot confirm that that person worked for the...
I suspect as much, but...
Yeah, if they don't work for them, they're very big fans of them. But this happened while we were at Rise. They happened to be the people let in behind us. So, you know, we're getting all of the... The actors are putting on a great show for us.
Yeah.
And they're going so fast that they're catching up to us.
And we actually let them go ahead.
No, this was the different couple.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we let one group go ahead, but this was the different one. But so they were seeing people get back into place, basically. And I'm sure that they didn't get as good of a show as we got because of that.
For that, and also the entrance timings were borked a little bit because the first room, the rules room, was broken.
Right.
So that borked the separation a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got it fixed.
Hopefully.
But don't trash other haunts while you're there. We never go to a haunt and say, we're not like in line at the mortuary going, you know, this haunt sucks, you should come to Bernie Baxter's.
No, no, no.
We've never done that. A, we would totally be trounced. And B... That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
And B, we're a community, man. I mean, the least we can do is not be dicks. If we can't support one another, we don't have to be dicks.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the only time we've mentioned Bernie Baxter in line at another haunt is if we're recognized by fans of Garbage Horror.
Yeah.
And they start talking to us and they want to know, you know, how we got into the haunting and... Sorry.
Okay.
How we got into haunting and about the haunt itself, because they know that we already have it.
Yeah. And that's different. That's a different situation. But we're very careful when we do that not to say anything bad about the haunt we're at.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, basically don't be a dick when visiting other haunts is the last thing on this list.
Yep.
We'll leave that there. Playing real fast to your point about confusing pricing. If you have more than, I'd say, two pricing options.
Sorry.
You probably have too many. Rethink your shit. Because, like one haunt that we're looking at going to, it's like, they have a whole bunch of attractions. It's $10 per haunt, and plus $5 for the VIP, I think it is. Mm. So even though they got a ton of haunts,
you can go... Is it $5 for each VIP, or $5 for all?
$5 each VIP.
Oh.
So it would be, like, $30 for the combo pass VIP thing. Because they also have a combo pass plan, so it's $10 for a haunt, and then there's a combo pass price.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's reasonable. But when I need to pull out the fucking slide rule that I keep in my pocket to figure out your pricing, yeah, that's going to aggravate me too. But that goes back to the whole pricing and money pain point thing as much as anything. Well, that's all I have on this. I'm sure there are other things haunts do that tick us off, but that's all we're covering this week. Maybe revisit this. And we have the whole thing we want to talk about price differentiation for your weaker nights.
Yeah.
Well... On that note, everyone, I would like to say thank you for spending the past hour with us. Greatly appreciate your time and interest. This has been Haunt Weekly episode number 202, 7 Things That Haunts Do to Tick Us Off. You can find us at hauntweekly.com, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. YouTube.com/Haunt Weekly is our YouTube channel. You can also find us wherever finer podcasts are distributed, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, etc. But until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And we will see you guys next week when we'll be talking about the Houston trip. We'll see you guys then.